is the World Adventurers Club, an organization composed of renowned explorers who have skirted the rims of the canyons of the earth and who have lived to recite their experiences to you. But first, let us listen to the quartet.
Beside the Shalimar, where are you now? Who lies beneath your spell?
Whom do you leave?
On Rapture's Broadway path, before you agonize them in farewell.
Gentlemen, tonight the redoubtable Major Terry Fielding, America's foremost soldier of fortune, will take us for an adventure through the lands of gods, false and real, the mystery land of India.
Fellow members, owing to limited time, our trip will be a swift one through a country that has intrigued the universe, India.
A weird, strange sort of land?
Yes, a strange land of many varieties of religion, with a population of 400 million held in a spell by a cadaverous and wizened old Indian.
Newspapers report that three more white women have taken up a life in India. What is the lure?
It is with this lure my story deals. An Indian prince who coveted a white woman.
Was that the Hastings woman you rescued, Major?
Yes. Miss Hastings disappeared under her father's very nose during the Durbar of India. I was brought from America to find her. After a perilous trip, fighting jungle fever and resisting savage attacks from animals as well as enemies, I finally wound up in Rangpur, a coast town of India, hot on the trail of Prince Ramchandra, the kidnapper. All eyes of India were upon me in my quest as I stood in the shadow of the great temple of Rangpur. Men, women, and children, in their thousands, were worshipping the goddess Mai Kalai.
Mai Kalai? What does she represent?
She symbolizes the ultimate mystery of life. The crowd stood ankle deep in fast clotting blood as animals were slaughtered to cleanse the soul of the sinners.
How awful.
Chimes of 100 cathedrals pealed high above the throng that spilled into the by streets and jostled sidewalk bazaars. Suddenly my veins turned cold as a hand closed about my wrist in a vice-like grip. A low voice spoke.
Sahib American, look for Prince Ramchandra.
Yes, all India knows that. Why?
Kuma warn you, go home, forget white girl.
Let go of my wrist, you brown devil. I'm here to take that girl out of India, home to America.
Again, Kuma tell you that Prince Ramchandra want you to go home alone.
Tell Prince Ramchandra he can't frighten me. I'm going to...
No fool. Come, I take you to him. Sahib American, very brave.
Sahib American usually gets what he goes after.
Sometimes Sahib American die very quick. Here is the palace of Ramchandra. I leave you. Enter to death or turn back to safety.
Wait, you brown devil. Why, he's gone.
Who comes, Sahib?
Major Terry Fielding to see Prince Ramchandra.
He awaits you. Maybe you would like to turn back.
I'm here to stay. Open the inner gate. Announce me to this princely person who makes millions tremble, swaying a populace like the pendulum of a clock. Bring on this lord of all he surveys.
You will meet him. Come. I regret that you must first pass through the water tomb.
Oh, it's cold and devilish dark. Where are the lights?
You are leaving daylight. May never see it again. Those bodies floating in the water await the tide to carry them out to sea.
Who moaned?
An untouchable, blinded. He saw too much and spoke too freely. You know too much. Venture further, and all the rupees in India cannot save you.
Lead on. My mission is but half begun.
You have been thrice warned. Enter through the last arch. Your fate awaits you.
I see. The last arch. Enter. You now stand before His Royal Highness, Prince Ramchandra. Speak, American. What insane thought inspires you to attempt rescue of my intended wife?
To save her from utter damnation, your unbridled passion.
Indeed. Beneath this palace float the bodies of fools who have said it is sinful to shed blood or touch a white woman. Seize him, Nadia. Search him. Take his firearm.
Let go of me. Let go, I tell you. You'll pay for this.
Remember, I'm an American. Give me his gun. You forget, Major Fielding, you are in India.
Oh, well, give me back that bottle. That's my medicine. You can keep the gun if you wish.
Very well. Return the bottle to him. Destroy this gun. Now, Major, we will talk at peace. You may go, Nagyar.
First, I want to tell you that I do not leave this palace unless Miss Hastings goes with me.
Maybe you are never leaving the palace.
Oh, you triumphed over the church, over magic and over miracles, but you will never triumph over me.
Like all Americans, you are given to boast.
I just wanted you to know where we stood before we talked business. Where is the girl?
You will see her soon and learn from her own lips that she is happy.
Happy or not, she goes back with me.
You are going back in a shroud, floating down the Ganges River.
Oh, just let me see the girl, then perhaps...
Major, you are brave but foolhardy. If you persist in demanding to look upon my future wife, you shall pay with your eyes.
Bring on the girl.
I will blind you.
I'll take a chance with you.
I warn you... Your eyes...
Bring on the girl and let me speak with her.
You fool! You court destruction! Nadia, draw the curtains! There, Major. Look upon her face. The last look your eyes will have. See, she sleeps.
Miss Hastings, open your eyes. It is Major Fielding who speaks. Open your eyes. I've come to take you home. Prince, you've drugged her. You can't fool me.
Nagyar, draw the curtains. Remove the Major from the couch.
Don't you move, Nagyar. This is my show and I'm running it.
Your chance is over, Major. Desist or I'll have you torn in two on the rack.
Save your breath, Prince. Rouse the girl. Let me talk with her and then do with me what you will. Let me hear from her own lips the secret of the power that has kept her here with you.
You know too much now, Major Fielding. You are impertinent. You fool. Look, they are bringing the iron to temper with acid to burn out your prying eyes.
Before they do, bring the girl to her senses. Let me hear from her the answer to this lure that is bringing countless white women to your country.
Before you die... Let me tell you that in India we are devoted slaves to white wives. We shower them with jewels. They attain complete happiness in our religious beliefs. They reign even as queens.
Yes, and then when you tire of them, you pretend to die, and your white widows are burned alive on a pyre. The crime of sati that the British have tried to wipe out.
Infidel! Nagyar, seize him! Destroy him!
Don't touch me! Keep away!
Where am I? Who are you, American?
I am Major Terry Fielding, sent by your father to take you home. Stand back, Nagger. Don't approach us. Stand back, I tell you, or we'll all be blown to atoms.
Seize him, cowards! Are you afraid?
If they put a hand on either of us, I'll hurl this bottle. It contains nitroglycerin. You know what a deadly explosive that is.
You tricked me. You said it was medicine.
Yes, a little of your own medicine. Come, Miss Hastings, we're going home.
Neela, come here to me.
She stays here. Give your orders to open the gates to the outside. We're on our way.
Neela, come to me. Major, you'll never get out of here through the gates.
In 10 minutes, your gates will be battered down by the British troops. Your guards will be sent scuttling like so many rabbits. Ring that gong.
I'll die first.
Prince, you're a fool. You know that in the harbor is anchored an American gunboat with guns trained on all Rangpur?
You lie. Seize him, Nagar.
That is the sundown gun. They wait for word from the gate of your palace. If I do not emerge from here in 5 minutes, your city will be laid in ruins. Ring that gong.
Neela, come to me. I love you. It is my last request.
Take me home, Major Fielding. Take me home.
We're going home. Ring that gong, Prince, before the palace is a wreck.
The curse of 10,000 gods upon your head.
So much for your white women who enter the sanctuaries of India. Maybe some of them are happy, some sad. The answer must come from them. I only know that Miss Hastings was quite unhappy. But she's happy now.
Married, I presume?
Yes, to Major Terry Fielding. She is now my wife.
Good. May all your troubles be little ones. Congratulations.
And so, folks, the World Adventurers Club bids you adieu. We'll be meeting soon again to bring you new, strange adventures in strange lands.